understanding your audience. Each of us go through a series of stages once we've entered into the publishing arena. There's the beginner phase where you're blissfully ignorant and believe you're going to make a ton of money right out the gate. There's the excited phase where you've just finished writing your first book and haven't realized the real work is about to begin. And then you hit the stressed out and uncertain how you're going to accomplish all of this phase. There are many others between these and many to follow, but you get the idea. I'm in a phase where I realized everything I've done in the past has been wrong. So now I'm trying to fix it while keeping up with my previous schedule. I must say, it's quite a bit to chew. I have 4 books I'm writing simultaneously, managing social sites including blog and emails, as well as keeping appointments, and of course I'm still running the day job while raising my daughter. My workload has more than tripled over the past few months. I don't tell you this for sympathy or to complain about my problems, simply that we all experience these issues, and despite how hard some of them can be, we always find a way through. My career has reached a point where I'm required to devote a far greater amount of time to my fans than I once did. Actually, the old fans seem to be content with how things are. It's gaining new fans where I seem to have the hardest time. But that's pretty natural for all of us. I hit the personal appearances stage pretty hard this past year. In addition, I'm building my online empire. As we all know, you can't grow your business if nobody knows who you are or where to find you. But with anything you do, you're going to encounter annoyances. The largest annoyance I've encountered during my stint in the real world is a single statement made by a large number of people. My original assessment was that it stems from ignorance, but upon further reflection, I believe it's something else entirely. Convention appearances and book signings are a different type of atmosphere. There's an energy in the air that I haven't found elsewhere. I've spent hundreds of dollars building a display that can adapt to my surroundings regardless of table placement. I can unload it in a single trip to the car, and I can set it up or tear it down within 30 minutes. It offers a place of comfort during the hours spent there, but none of this can shield me from the single simple statement. I can't recall how many times I've heard the words, "I don't read." I used to let it go, as one could decipher it a great many ways. But over time, it began to permeate like a bottle of mead that's gone sour. It's taken some time, but I believe there's a more accurate meaning behind these words. I believe what they mean to say is, I'm trying to be nice, but I don't care about you or what you write. In many ways, I wish they'd just say that. It certainly saves some guesswork. But then again, most people are incapable of honest conversation. I'm not one of those people. I'd much rather hear the truth, even if it was a truth I don't like, than to suffer through a guessing game to which I'll never know the accurate answer. However, there is a benefit to dealing with these people. Far more than the ones who walk past with a nose in the air, or run, depending on the situation. However, all of them were more than happy to scan your table until you make eye contact. That's when their head snaps forward and they never look back. Apparently, authors put off a fear aura much like that of a dragon. It's hard to interact with these people. They came to look with no intention of buying anything, and that means you're unlikely to gain them as fans. With that in mind, you may as well get some entertainment out of it, though I'd caution you not to take it too far. Treating a non-fan poorly can have negative consequences on existing fans. When you've been sitting at a table for hours on end, watching people walk by, refusing to give you the time of day, you need to find ways to entertain yourself. If only it were as simple as having your laptop on hand to get some writing done. We are writers, after all. That's what we do. Unfortunately, it's not so easy. If your nose is in the computer, or phone, or book, people seem to be afraid of bothering you, which leads to less sales. You have to remain accessible while working a table. But that's a lesson for another time. It's these people who proclaim they don't read that I'm able to have the most fun, despite annoyances. I've offered coloring books, picture books, puzzles, any other item that an illiterate person could find enjoyment. I even gave away boxes of cheap crayons once, though I try to make sure I have items available in the event they actually decide to talk to me. Again, this is a careful game. You don't want to truly offend anybody with a misjudgment of character. The truth is, the vast majority of these people are not illiterate, despite the unintended message of their statement. Though some, it wouldn't surprise me if they were. It's more an issue of target audience. These people do not belong in your pond. That's where research comes in. You need to learn the audience before committing to a show, especially if they're going to charge you a fee. We do book signings not as a primary form of income, but as a way to meet fans and give them interaction they can't get elsewhere. If you're working a show that's tailored to an audience different than your own, you need to be aware of that beforehand. That way you can expect the kinds of reactions you're going to receive. I drastically failed in this regard a few times. I once did a book signing at a local swap meet, anticipating one type of audience when another type made the bulk of attendance. I ended up selling about 12 books the entire weekend, opposed to the usual 30 to 50 I'd grown accustomed to at the smaller events. I didn't do my research, and because of that I encountered many I don't reads. When facing such issues, it can easily feel like the number of people who read for enjoyment is getting smaller. I understand this feeling. I've faced it myself, especially in those instances when people keep walking by. But I assure you this is not the case. The reality is the number of readers is about the same as it's been for decades. The reason it feels like the pool is getting smaller is because the market has become so saturated. Basically, the number of fishermen has grown substantially, while the number of fish remain the same. This means we, as the fishermen, have to work twice as hard to maintain our prior levels of success. By identifying target audience, marketing properly, and production quality, you can use proper bait to ensure the fish are going to continue to bite. If you're a novice who drops their hook in the water without bait, you're going to go home hungry. As a new author, you're going to struggle to make your mark. It's going to take much to understand the trends, and you're going to have to appeal to the market. But there's so much more that has to be understood to become financially successful. And until you've made a name for yourself, you're going to have to deal with the sucky side of things. People are always on the go. You need to learn how to market your work to them.